It's Film Week on KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Just a reminder, you can get it every week wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Coming up now, we have a conversation with actor Viggo Mortensen, who makes his directorial debut with the new film Falling. Follows a tumultuous father-son relationship. Mortensen drew inspiration from his own life. He not only starred in the film and directed it, he wrote the screenplay and composed the score. Our John Horn talked with Viggo Mortensen at last year's Sundance Film Festival.
Viggo, I read that you started thinking about this story after the death of your mom. And this is clearly a story about a father. There's certainly a mother figure in it as well. But I'm curious how the thoughts that you had following your mother's funeral started to shape the story that you wanted to tell.
Well, I was on a plane flying overnight flight. And and since we'd just been to the funeral, my brothers and I and other people in the family, and had talked about my mother a lot, obviously, and had made, you know, a slideshow for the after sort of meal and all that. You know, all those images and things that she said that others remembered that maybe you didn't or were fresh in my mind. I wanted to write down some of the things that I'd remembered that I hadn't thought of in a long time. And so I was doing that in a notebook, and then I looked at them on the plane. I couldn't sleep because I was just thinking about that. And it seemed like you could cobble these together in a way. It could be a story, a short story. And so I started writing it, but it quickly became something else, another family. It wasn't really my mom. And since I was writing about my mom, then I started writing about my dad. And yes, it's true, although, I mean, and it's, you know, it's fiction. Only my brothers would recognize certain turns of phrase here and there, a couple of moments. It's more the dynamic between the characters rather than what they are on screen and where they live. But the dynamic between the man and the woman, who are parents, you know, it's there. But it's true that it's the father is the central figure, the character Lance plays, Willis. But to me, the conscience of the story, in a sense, you know, sort of the point around which everything revolves is Gwen, is the mother. Even though she's not in the movie throughout, she's there constantly. You see her, what they fight about is prompted by that, really.
When you were writing these notes and then thinking that it might be a movie and then writing a screenplay, what is the evolution to, I might want to direct this, I might want to star in it? Do they all happen simultaneously, or is there a progression of changes?
I got home and a couple days went by, and I went back and looked at this story that I ended up writing on the plane, thinking it's probably not that good. It's like those things you write in the middle of the night. You wake up and you write something down, or you write something on a plane and you're sort of sleepy, but you just write it anyway. And you think, that's probably great, and you read it the next day. It's like, it's not very original, actually. I read it, and I thought it was quite good. I liked the structure, which I basically respected in the screenplay eventually. But I thought I can visualize it, and so I think it could be a movie story. So I tried to write it as a script, and that came out very quickly. It was a couple of weeks, as opposed to other scripts I've written, which are months and months. And I always thought that I would direct it, but I didn't think I would be in it, because I thought that would be a little too much to take on. It just was, you know, it's a business. So in order to get some financing, I had to say I would do it. I would play that part. Being face to face, I could see if it was working or feel, you know, it's different than looking at it on a monitor, for which we didn't have a lot of time. We had a very short shoot. I didn't really look at the monitor very much. I remember when I first started, that's what directors did. They were there watching. They weren't looking at a screen because there weren't screens. I mean, when I started, it was the first sort of black and white little monitors, and they were kind of crappy, and then it evolved into what we have now. And now there's a lot of directors that don't even look at the actors, really. But I like to be right in there watching, and you can't get closer than sitting face to face.
So much of your character, John, is holding everything inside. He is not going to rise. He's not going to take the bait, because I guess he feels, what, it won't matter?
No, it's because, like, what if you notice the first time when he finally says that in the kitchen, he says, I promised myself, and he says, and I'm speaking slowly because it's trying to stay calm. Because the idea, hopefully it comes across, is that inside, I'm not calm at all. But it's, I promised myself I was not going to rise to the bait and get into another big blowout. In other words, for decades, I have been, obviously, when I say another big blowout, I'm not going to get into it. For decades, what I've learned is anytime I get into a fight with him, I lose. In other words, if I discuss things with him on his terms, yelling and screaming and insulting, he either walks out of the house, hangs up the phone, or says the most horrible thing possible, and I walk out of the room or something, and that it just falls apart. Or on a previous visits, one can imagine, and this is part of the way I like to tell this movie and the kind of movies I like, where not everything's spelled out. It's not like I say, remember last time, and then you left after the second day, you were supposed to say 2 weeks. No, you don't have to say that. You can assume that previously things like that have happened. It's like, take me to the airport. I'm like, okay. So it's years of experience of deciding, okay, that doesn't do any good, and he is having the beginning, the onset of dementia. So since he's suffering from that, I have to be even more patient. And in order to achieve what I want, which is for him to move into a safe place where we can keep an eye on him and help him, I have to swallow a lot more crap. That's all that is, really. It's not because I'm like a... Because some people misunderstand. They go, well, what is he, like a saint? And then this other guy's an asshole. It's like, no, it's not like that. They both have their flaws, but the younger man is trying to help the other one, his father, whom he loves in spite of everything that's said. But the only way to help him is to take a lot of crap. Otherwise, you're not going to get it done.
When you think about how other directors have influenced your way of seeing movies and making movies, how do you separate all of those influences from what you want to do? How much are they coloring the way that you're approaching filmmaking? And at what point is your own style, as opposed to a composite of what you've learned from other directors you've worked with?
I just assumed in directing that it would be like acting, in the sense that as an actor, I always prepare as thoroughly as I can. I read far and wide, sometimes research in areas that are just only barely connected to the screenplay. And then I put it aside and then we start shooting. And I just assume that's all in there. And that's going to come to my aid almost subconsciously. I've done the work, now let's play. And I give all my attention to the other actor and to the director. As a director, I feel the same. I worked on it. We worked, Lance and I. I worked with the other actors. I thought about the shots I wanted to do. I talked to the cinematographer about it well before. We scouted half a year before. We shot all that footage that you see that summer and autumn well before. So then you just start and you assume it's all there. And in terms of the movies I've seen, the directors I respect, I rewatch certain movies, thought about it. But even though there's a lot of shots that I admire that work in certain movies, in terms of, you know, things that we are going to try to do in our movie, which is to evoke memory, or how subjective memory is about the same person or the same moment from two points of view. And there are directors who have done that in certain ways that I admire, but I would never copy it. I just take that all in. It's in here, and we're going to do things as it feels right on the day. That's what I did.
That's KPCC's John Horn talking with Viggo Mortensen, who wrote, directed, and starred in the new film Falling. You can see it on multiple video on demand platforms. Also want to let you know that our next Film Week screening event is going to be a virtual one, Thursday, February 25th. All the details, kpcc.org/in-person. Have a great weekend.